请大家同心默祷。
Please bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。
Amen。
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们这一堂的课。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this session.
唱诗四百七十八首。
Please sing hymn 478.
Hallelujah. 大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace be with everyone.
感谢主的带领。
Thank God for His guidance.
让我们特别拨空参加今天的灵恩会聚会。
That we can make time for today's spiritual convocation sessions.
那我们下午就来谈约拿书第二章。
And so this afternoon we will discuss Jonah chapter 2.
这里谈到这个在祷告上检视自己。
And here it talks about Jonah's prayer.
第二章里面记载。
So it records in chapter 2.
这个约拿他在鱼腹中啊三天三夜。
That Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
在里头做什么呢
?And what did he do in there?
他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
他说他遭患难求告神。
So in his distress, he called to the Lord.
你就应允我。
And he answered me.
这个时候他很认真的向神做了一个很深的祷告。
At this time, he was very diligent in making a deep prayer to the Lord.
他感受到这个患难是他没有办法转变的。
And he felt that this distress was not something he could change.
所以这里说他从阴间向神呼求。
And so here it says he cried out from the realm of the dead.
然后第三节又说从这个从深渊里面祷告求啊。
And in verse 3, it says that he was in the depths, the very heart of the seas.
这个大水环绕我。
And the current swirled about me.
都漫过我的身啊。
And they swept over me.
所以他这个祷告啊，是表达他内心的这种痛苦绝望啊。
So this prayer expressed his inner hopelessness.
我们常常啊，在遇到这个不如意的事情的时候，
Whenever we encounter unsmooth circumstances,
我们也会落入到找人没有办法帮忙的这种困境啊。
We will fall into the depths where no one else can help us.
那我们所拥有的学识、能力、社会关系也没有办法帮忙哎。
And all of our connections or knowledge or power cannot help us.
这个时候，如果我们伏在神的面前向他祷告的时候
At this time, if we come before God and pray to Him,
我们也会感受到那个压力、那个患难、那个问题啊。
We will also feel the pressure and the problems.
他真的压迫我们不能呼吸了。
And it is to the point where we can't breathe.
那种痛苦。
And that kind of suffering.
那种经历啊，有时候真的永生难忘啊。
And that kind of experience is very hard to forget.
所以我们看到约拿他这个时候才开始知道因为得罪神必须要在苦难中来呼求神。
And it is only at this time Jonah realized he sinned against God and had to go back and pray to God.
有时候我们可能也会陷入到这样的情况。
Sometimes we might be in the same situation.
有时候是我们不注意而落入这种情况。
Sometimes we're careless and we get into this situation.
有时候我们没有注意，不知不觉中也会掉入这种情况。
Sometimes we don't even realize we're in the situation.
尤其在我们最喜欢的人身上，事物方面。
Especially those who we might love the most.
那个时候我们会觉得真的受不了。
At that time we might feel like it is unbearable.
有一次我在这个大专联系的这个高级班讲课。
One time I was speaking at a senior class.
我就问了一个问题。
And so I asked a question.
你们认为最让你难忘的事情是什么？
What is the most unforgettable thing to you?
那突然有一个姐妹她就分享了。
And then a sister shared.
她一面掉眼泪一面讲。
And she was weeping as she was sharing.
她说她读大学二年级。
And she said that she was a sophomore in college.
她跟她妈妈感情非常好。
And she had a very good relationship with her mother.
只要放假回去跟她妈妈可以聊很多很多的事情。
And every time she had a break from school, she would go home and chat with her mother.
可是她的妈妈忽然生重病。
But then her mother got very sick.
去医院检查，她得到了癌症。
And they went to the hospital and discovered she had cancer.
她原本想休学。
And at the time, she wanted to take time off from school.
妈妈说，我就是看到你念大学，我很高兴。
And the mother said, no, I'm very happy to see you enrolled in college.
我也得到安慰。
And it comforts me.
啊，你也能够念的大学，旁边就有教会参加这个聚会。
And the college you attend has a church right next to it where you can worship.
所以妈妈觉得这样的安排很好。
So I think this arrangement is good.
她一面读书，一面祷告神聚会。
And so she studied as well as prayed to God during service.
也一直挂记着妈妈。
And she continued to remember her mother.
因为妈妈后来一段时间都必须要在医院里面住。
Because then her mother had to stay for long periods in the hospital.
到后来也被隔离，所以不太容易能够进去看。
And then at the very end, she had to be quarantined, so it was very difficult to see her.
结果有一天呢，她睡觉的时候。
And then one day as she was sleeping.
哎，她就祷告神。
She prayed.
那半夜她做了一个异梦。
And so in the middle of the night, she had a vision in her dream.
就梦到有一个使者来找她。
She dreamed that a holy worker came to find her.
告诉她。
And told her.
要接你的妈妈走了。
That it is time for me to take your mother away.
哎，特别来告诉你。
And so I wanted to tell you in particular.
你要坚强。
You must be strong.
妈妈是到神那边去。
Because your mother will be going to God.
哎，你要依靠神。
And you must rely on God.
哎，那个使者讲了很多的话。
And he said many things.
她就觉得，哎呀，妈妈真的要离开我去了。
And she thought my mother is truly leaving me.
她有求哎。
And so she prayed.
但是使者说，你不觉得妈妈那么痛苦吗？
And then the messenger replied, well, don't you think your mother is suffering greatly?
哇，所以她就在梦中里面祷告。
So then in her dream, she was praying.
她哭得很惨。
And she cried very bitterly.
然后又爬起来祷告。
And then she got up to pray.
她一面祷告，
And as she prayed, she continued to think.
这也许是神的意思吧。
And maybe this is God's will.
结果早上起床准备去学校的时候，
And then in the morning, as she got ready to go to school,
家里就打一通电话来。
She called home.
妈妈今天凌晨蒙主恩召了。
It turns out that God had called her mother home in the middle of the night.
她一听到很感动哎。
And she was very touched when she heard this.
如果神没有差使者告诉她。
If God did not send a messenger to tell her,
一下子听到她说她会疯掉。
If she had heard it just out of the blue, she would have gone crazy.
可能书都不能念了。
She probably wouldn't continue with her studies.
可是主耶稣很爱她。
But because Jesus loves her very much,
她才知道原来主耶稣很爱她妈妈。
And she knew that God loved her mother very much.
我会把妈妈永远放在心上。
And that she knew he would keep her mother close.
本来她绝望痛苦的一个想法。
Before she had hopeless and suffering on her mind.
神亲自来安慰她。
But God came to comfort her personally.
所以她感受到一下子掉进那个很深渊的苦难里面的那种，那种感觉啊。
So she fell into the depths of despair very quickly.
啊，神又把她提起来，差使者让她预先知道，然后神亲自先安慰她。
But then God lifted her up and sent a messenger to comfort her personally.
她说：“感谢主。”
And she said, "Thank God."
这么爱我。
He loves me so much.
所以她学会以后碰到任何事情，一定要呼求主。
So she learned in whatever she does, she must call on the Lord.
一定要祷告主。
She must pray to him.
那说起来啊，我们要得到神的帮助啊。
So when we want to receive God's help,
要得到神的恩典啊。
And his grace.
这个祷告是一个很重要的体会。
This prayer is a very important experience.
诗篇的作者也是这么说的。
And in Psalms it is written.
我们请看这个诗篇107篇。
Let us please turn to Psalms chapter 107.
诗篇的107篇。
Psalms 107.
107篇，我们来看这个第六节。
107 verse 6.
第六节。
6.
于是他在苦难中哀求神，他从他们的祸患中搭救他们。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
我们在这里看到啊， 当选民漂流在旷野的时候，
Here we can see when the chosen people were wandering in the wilderness.
他们遇到饥饿、饥渴，心里发昏了，没有办法生存下去。
They encountered hunger and thirst, and their souls were weary, and they didn't know how to continue on.
但是在这种情况之下，他们从苦难中哀求神、祷告神。
But in this situation, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
神就在他们的后患中搭救起来耶。
And he delivered them from their distress.
我们再来看那个十三节。
Let us continue to verse 13.
于是他们在苦难中哀求神。
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble.
这一句话又跟第六节是一样的。
And this is the same phrase from verse 6.
从第十节说，那坐在黑暗中使应你的人啊。
In verse 10, it says, some sat in darkness.
被困苦跟铁链给锁住了。
Prisoners suffering in iron chains.
也就是遇到的患难痛苦啊，把人啊都已经锁得紧紧了，不真的是不能生存了。
The distress and suffering imprisoned them, and they could not survive.
可是他们在苦难中呼求神啊。
But in the suffering, they cried out to the Lord.
神就让他们能够得到改变。
And he enabled them to encounter change.
让他们脱离掉这个祸患。
So they could leave this distress.
我们再来看那个十九节。
Let us look at verse 19.
同样的一句话又出现了。
The same phrase appears.
在苦难中哀求神。
Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
再来看这个二十八节。
And now verse 28.
二十八节这里也是这样讲。
It says like this.
在苦难中哀求神。
They cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
这里是讲到在海中啊。船遇到海难。
This talks about a boat that encounters a storm.
哇！但是神一吩咐，狂风啊，就起来，海中波浪也兴起来。
And with his command, he can still the storm to a whisper.
二十六节说，他们上到天空，下到海底啊，他们的心因为患难而觉得没有希望啊。
And in verse 26, it says they mounted up to the heavens and went to the depths, and in their peril the courage went away.
我们会有这种感觉，一下子热，一下子冷哎。
So when we encounter these things, one minute we're hot, the next minute it's cold.
哇，那种祷告真的是很特别的。
So that kind of prayer is very special.
有一个圣工人员的小孩。
There was a child of a holy worker.
因为流行病毒的感冒。
And because he got a flu.
结果给医生看。
And so they went to the doctor.
大概药可能不适合。
And so he didn't find an appropriate medication.
吃完药以后，
when it was finished,
这个小女孩就马上抽筋，然后等一下就断气了。
The little daughter would get cramps and be unable to breathe.
结果她的家里人就哀哭了。
And so the family cried.
然后就打电话给这个圣工人员。
And they called the holy worker.
说你的孩子刚刚死掉了。
And they said your daughter just passed away.
正在忙圣工啊，听到这种消息耶。
And he heard this news as he was busy with holy work.
真的愣住了。
And so he was shocked.
嘿，怎么这样啊？
How could this be?
结果家里那边的人也在祷告。
And so his family was praying also.
然后这个圣工人员放下工作，赶快躲到传道房祷告。
And so the holy worker put aside his work and ran to the pastor's room to pray.
祷告半小时。
He prayed for 30 minutes.
祷告完了。
And when he finished,
想再拿电话打又害怕。
He wanted to call again, but he was afraid.
那种心里啊，百感交集啊。
And that kind of heart is very anxious.
孩子生命死掉了。
Because your child has lost their life.
那怎么回来啊？
How can it come back?
哪有办法？
How is it possible?
所以这个祷告是非常特别特别的。
So this prayer must be very extraordinary.
真的是用呼喊的呼求神呢。
It is a kind of cry out to the Lord.
人死了，在这种绝望中的呼喊的祷告哎。
Because there's a death, so you have a very hopeless type of cry out.
或许我们当中也有遇到一些事情受不了了，呼喊神的祷告。
Maybe we have encountered such things where we cannot bear it anymore and we cry out to the Lord.
还是提起。很无力的手啊，电话就再拨回去。
And yet he was able to take his very weak hand and dial back home.
在拨回去的时候，
and as he was dialing,
终于电话那一端有人接了。
Someone picked up.
这个时候听到的话是什么？
And what did he hear this time?
感谢主，感谢主。
They said, thank God.
孩子死了半小时，因为他们有摸脉搏啦，这个颈子这里了哈，全部看瞳孔放大，已经死了嘛。
That the child had been dead for 30 minutes and they had checked all the vital signs and pulses.
这个时候又说感谢主，感谢主。
And yet they said, thank the Lord.
祷告到后来孩子突然哇叹气一声又醒过来。
They continued to pray until the child suddenly gasped and awoke.
哇，这个半小时真的不知道怎么过来的。
And so you don't even know how you went through that half an hour.
真的祷告呼喊到没有声音了呢。
You pray and you cry until you have no more voice.
很难受，很难受了。
It is so difficult to bear.
我们曾经有经历过到这样的一个现象吗？
Have we ever encountered this kind of situation?
家里所有的人都那种心情是说，不如我替你死啊。你那么小就走了，这太可惜了。
And everyone's emotion was, I wish I could take it your place.
真的会有这样的心情哎。
Because you truly have that kind of emotion.
一下子措手不及，你能怎样？
In that kind of moment, what can you do?
你身边有用的人啊，这个人际关系了、啊，种种的一些，你会的什么都用不上。
What will your connections or your expertise do for you then?
根本就来不及。
Because there's nothing you can do.
但感谢主。
But thank God.
我们可以在深渊的苦难中啊，向天上的神祷告呼求哎。
In the deepest suffering, we can cry out to the Lord.
所以这是一个很特别的一个经验。
So this is a very extraordinary experience.
我们这位神真的是全能的主哎。
Because this God is truly ever powerful.
我们再想看看这个约拿。
Let us think about Jonah.
他的情况是在大鱼的肚子里面。
His circumstance within the belly of a big fish.
然后这个大鱼一直在大海洋里面游来游去。
And this fish continued to swim around the great seas.
他可以从这个中东游到这个东方来啊。
He might swim all the way from the Middle East to Asia.
那到底在哪里不知道。
You don't even know where he is.
所以他感受到说这个鱼已经下到那个海底山的底部了。
So what he experienced was the fish going all the way to the deepest part of the sea.
是那样的绝望哎。
It is that kind of hopelessness.
你在那个水里面，鱼的肚子里面，你能怎样？
In the water, in the belly of a fish, what can you do?
所以这里描写到说在深坑里面。
So here it says that he's in a deep depth of hell.
也可以指着说在阴间的深处里面啊。
And so it was in the very depths, the heart of the seas.
这个时候，他就开始做一个深深的悔改的祷告。
So at this time, he made a deep repentant prayer.
他整段就是一个他的对神的一个信仰的告白。
And this passage is a confession of his faith.
这种祷告太重要了。
And this kind of prayer is too important.
不然你是一个先知。
If you are a prophet.
不但违背神的命令。
And yet you disobeyed God's command.
你存心逃避神。
And you deliberately escaped him.
没有把神吩咐的圣工做好。
You did not fulfill the work he commanded of you.
所以就用这个灾难，神紧紧地追着他，最后落入到深渊里面。
So he used this kind of disaster to hold on to Jonah and eventually throw him into the depths.
可是我们可以从他的信仰告白的深深悔改的祷告里面得到学习。
But from this confession and repentance, we can learn a lot.
我们来看看啊。
Let us look.
他的祷告。有几种内容啊
？Has several themes.
请看那个第五节，第四节最后一句话。
Let's look at verse four.
他说：“我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
”Yet I will look again toward your holy temple.
在祷告里面，他就想起主啊，我要仰望你啊。
So in this prayer, he realized he had to look towards God.
这个是一个很重要的祷告第一个动作哎。
This is a very important first action of the prayer.
昨天星期四。由周传道主持，我们有一个查经聚会。
Yesterday, Pastor Cho conducted a Bible study for us.
哎，周传道分享道理完毕以后
，and he shared after the service.
留了一点时间给大家做分享。
There's some time to share afterwards.
我听到几位姐妹做了很好的见证。
And I heard several sisters give very good testimonies.
哇，遇到家里的事情。
And they encountered things at home.
或者心爱的孩子。
Or their children.
那种无力感啊。
And that helplessness.
那种压力一下子冲进来啊。
And that kind of pressure that rushes in at
once. 没有任何一个人可以挡住。
No one can block that.
这个时候啊，连提起祷告神的力量，跪在神面前都已经很无力感呢。
At that time, it's already so difficult to get the strength up to pray.
但是越是无力感，甚至进到苦难的底部的时候。
But even as powerless as you may feel in the depths,
哇，那种呼喊，
that kind of cry,
那种声音，
and that kind of sound,
神还是听到了，
God can still hear it.
结果在无助的绝望的这个祷告里面，
So in the depths of this hopeless prayer,
哦，圣灵的感动就想起神的爱。
The Holy Spirit brought about God's love.
然后又燃起了这个对神的一个依靠。
And brought about a reliance on God.
这个就是仰望神。
And this is what it means to look at God.
后来又想到圣经神的话，这个时候出现一句话在心里面动工了。
And then as you think of God's word in the Bible, then it touches you in your
heart. 凭借着思想神的爱，又有神的话的这个引导。
And pondering on God's word and how his word can guide you.
后来就感受到这种神全能的这种安慰。
And then came the experience of God's power to comfort.
做到交托的工作。
And so they could rely.
就不再去想。
And so they no longer thought about it.
后来，哎，神就让这个困难就一步一步的转，后来就变好了。
And then so slowly God took this burden away.
这真的不容易啊。
This truly is not easy.
如果我们陷入深深的苦难里面呢？
If we enter into deep suffering,
一秒的时间我们都感觉到是很久很久。
Even 1 second can feel like forever.
更何况有些事情是一段时间。
And yet, some things are longer stages than that.
再有耐力的人呢、啊，如果用人肉体的想法跟我们自己的做法，真的会放弃，承受不住的。
If we rely on human flesh and the human way, there's no way we could bear this.
但是这个时候要来去仰望神、啊。
But at this time, we must look towards God.
为什么要来仰望神啊
？Why must we look towards God?
我们来看这个马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
十一章我们来看第五节。
Chapter 5.
这里说这个耶稣回答这个施洗约翰的门生的一个问题啊。
And so here's the reply back to John the Baptist.
说你就告诉施洗约翰。
Go back and report to John the Baptist.
说耶稣是那位让瞎子能看见的。
Jesus is the one that lets the blind receive sight.
让瘸子能行走的。
The lame walk.
长大麻风的得到洁净。
Those who have leprosy are cleansed.
聋子听见。
The deaf hear.
死人复活。
The dead are raised.
穷人有福音传给他们了。
And the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
不因为我就是不因为耶稣跌倒的人就有福了。
Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me.
也就是说，能够依靠他、仰望他的人呢、啊，就有福了。
So those who rely on him and look towards him are blessed.
他是这么样的全能的医生。
This is how much power he has as a doctor.
他无所不知。
He knows everything.
他无所不在。
And he's everywhere.
他无所不能。
And he can do anything.
你信的神是这样吗
？This is the Lord that you believe.
我们认识的耶稣是这样吗
？Is this a Jesus we know?
是，感谢主。
And thank God he is.
我们就好好的来仰望他。
So let us look at him.
尤其在祷告的时候，更要仰望他。
And especially during our prayer, we must look.
我们看到这个时候的约拿，他在祷告里面深深的仰望神呢、啊。
We can see at this time Jonah looked deeply towards God.
我们再来看这个第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
第七节，这里说我心在我里面发昏。
When my life was ebbing away.
也就是说啊，已经没有什么思想或生命存在的意义来讲啊。
It means that his life was slipping away.
可是我就想念神。
And I remember you, Lord.
所以这里讲思念神。
So here it says to remember the Lord.
这个很重要哎。
This is very important.
我们常常思念的是什么
？What do we normally remember?
但是我们遇到任何事情
，Whenever we encounter anything,
遇到任何问题
，any problem,
我们要在祷告里面去思念神。
In our prayer, we must remember God.
所以诗篇第一篇第二节这里这样说。
So this is what it says in Psalms chapter 1 verse 2.
昼夜思想神的话的人有福了。
Those that can ponder upon the word of God are blessed.
我们思念神什么？就是从他的话里面进去嘛。
So how do we remember him? We remember his word.
圣经的话怎么说，我们就怎么做嘛。
Whatever the word of God says, that is what we will do.
这个真的很重要哎。
This is extremely important.
或许人的话会给我们什么样的指引
？And maybe human words will tell us a direction.
但是它不能解决我们现在事实的问题。
But it cannot solve our actual problems.
在使徒行传第三章那里有谈到一个天生瘸腿的。
In Acts chapter 3, it talks about someone who was lame from birth.
每天有人背他到圣殿的美门口放在那里。
Every single day, someone carried him to the gate of the temple.
大家筹集给他吃东西。
And everyone brought food for him.
他也习惯这种生活。
And he was accustomed to this life.
就是依赖人家。
To rely on everyone.
早上被背到圣殿的门口。
In the morning he was carried to the gate of the temple.
傍晚再被人背回去家。
And at night time someone would bring him back.
他每天就是要这样。
Every day this was his life.
其实他的内心想要什么
？In actuality, what did he want in his heart?
他一定也很羡慕那些可以走路的人。
He must have been very envious of those who could walk.
可以跳的人呢
？And they could jump.
可以随时想要去哪里就去哪里的人。
They could go wherever they wanted to.
可是他没办法。
But he had no way.
所以有一天，这个彼得、约翰下午三点要到圣殿去祷告。
So one day, Peter and John were going to the temple to pray in the afternoon.
就在美门门口前面看到他。
And so they saw him at the gate of the temple.
这个人他也习惯也看他看他们两位使徒看要帮助他什么。
And so he had a custom where he would look up and see how people could help him.
这个时候彼得对他说。
And at this time Peter said.
你看我们。
Look at us.
我们金银财宝什么都没有。
Silver or gold we do not have.
我只是把我所有的耶稣基督给你。
But what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ.
结果彼得他就拉起他的手扶他起来。
So Peter grabbed his hand and lifted him up.
就这样子他就当场站起来走着跳着。
And instantly he was able to stand and walk and jump.
人的帮忙顶多在物质的方面。
The help of people can only be material.
我们是需要但是你没有办法真的解决人不能处理的问题。
But it does not solve those problems that man cannot solve.
这个时候众人看到都稀奇，而且赞美天父。
So the crowd saw this and were greatly surprised and praised the Lord.
所以在祷告中思念神的话，思念神呢、啊、
？So in our prayer, we must remember God and His word. This is good.
不然你的祷告要祷告什么
？Otherwise, what will you pray about?
你很难专心了、
啊。It's hard to concentrate.
很容易祷告就去游览呢、啊。
It's easy to get distracted.
有一次，在布道会的时候
，One time during an evangelical service.
哎、教会会定期有夜布道会、
because the church had them every month、
哎、结果很多人慕道者参加
and so many truth seekers attended
那前面按完了我看到后面还有慕道者没有到前面来
I saw that there were more truth seekers in the back whom I had not laid hands on
我看到他也在后面认真祷告
but I saw that they were praying very diligently
所以我们也往后面走
so I moved towards the back
准备按那个慕道者
I was ready to put my hand on his
head 那我们要按手的时候我们传道人也有那个祷告声音灵眼会出来、啊、
and as I laid hands I was also praying in tongue
那准备要按手灵眼出来的时候那个慕道者很专心祷告可是他旁边那个已经信主差不多有五十年的就不一样了
And so as I was about to lay hands on the truth seeker, the member who had been believing for 50 years was very different next to him.
灵言出来，那个我们信徒已经信主有五十年的，听到声音吓一跳，趴在那个柜垫上面呢。
And so the 50 years of membership member was so surprised he collapsed.
我还以为是犯鬼啊，准备要赶鬼，哎，不是啊。
I thought he was possessed by a demon. I was ready to cast it out.
我注意看，从那个口水流口水啊。
And I realized he was drooling.
祷告。打瞌睡，流口水。
He actually fell asleep and was drooling during his prayer.
哇，那个有的信徒啊，被他吓到。
And some members were scared by him.
还好那个慕道者很专心祷告。
And thankfully, the truth seeker was praying very diligently.
按手的时候，慕道者得到圣灵大大充满。
And so when I laid hands on him, he received the Holy Spirit.
你看看，信主越久的人越不警醒啊。
And look how not alert we are as members.
我们看到有的信主很久，他还是一样信仰好。祷告认真，圣灵充满。
And some members who believe for a long time will be have very good spirituality and pray very well.
那你在祷告，你想什么
？What are you thinking about in your prayer?
原来你想睡觉。
Did you want to sleep?
听说有人祷告的时候还打鼾，这是我没有听过，不知道。睡觉会有出声。
Oh, and some people even snore during their prayers.
听说有人，但是我没遇到过。
But I have not encountered this myself.
我遇到过打瞌睡流口水的。
I did see drooling during a nap.
所以不要以为这个天天长长的祷告很简单。
So don't think that it's so easy to pray every day.
那我们就不认真了。
Because then we won't be diligent.
这个有时候很危险的。
It's very dangerous.
主耶稣说你们要精心祷告。
Jesus said we must be alert.
免得入了迷惑。
So that we don't enter into temptation. It is true.
所以我后来勉励那个祷告打瞌睡的那个弟兄。
So then I encouraged the brother who fell asleep.
我要准备跟他讲说传道，我知道错了，你不用讲，我知道了。
As I was ready to talk to him, he said, Pastor, I know, I know I'm wrong.
就是因为你什么都知道，我才觉得麻烦呢。
And because you know everything, I find it so troublesome.
就像那个约拿在第一章啊，他知道躲避神不对，而且要解决那个风浪的问题，他都知道，答案他都知道。
Just like Jonah in chapter 1, he knew the answer. He knew that he wanted to avoid God.
他就是偏偏要这样做。
And this is exactly what he wanted
to
do. 真
的，有时候我们信徒有很多也是这种现象啊。
And many times members are like this as well.
哎，不聚会不好，他也知道啊。
It's bad not to go to service, they know that.
遇到事情，他也知道，哎呀，我要解决就是要聚会啊。
They encounter things, they know, I must go to service to solve my problems.
真的，我们很多人啊，很容易这样哎。
We know that many of us are like this.
所以我们在祷告里面一定要思念神。
So in our prayers, we must remember God.
约拿他做到第二个动作，思念神。
So this was Jonah's second action to remember God.
我们再来看那个第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
最后一句话说，我的祷告进入你的圣殿。
It says, my prayers rose to you, to your holy temple.
这个第三点就是要祷告要进到神的面前。
And so this third point is that we must come in front of the Lord in our prayer.
如果就新约的说法。
In the New Testament way.
在犹大书里面那里有这样讲。
In the book of Jude it says.
我们来看一下犹大书。
Book of Jude.
犹大书。请看二十节。
Verse 20.
犹大书的二十节。
Jude chapter, verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告。
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
进到神的圣殿，就是要进到神的圣灵里面祷告。
To enter into his temple is to enter into his Holy Spirit and pray.
通常我们的祷告要有功效。
For our prayers to be effective.
一定要到圣灵里面祷告，
it must be within the Holy Spirit.
你就会感受到这个圣灵的安慰，
and you will experience the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
感受到圣灵各种的恩惠啊，降临到我们身上，
and you will feel the blessings of the Holy Spirit come upon you.
感受到神的引导非常的奇妙，
and you will feel how miraculous it is.
感受到这个有神同在的一种好处，
and you will feel the benefits of being with the Lord.
所以我们这个时候看到约拿的祷告进到神的面前。
So at this time, we can see that Jonah's prayer entered into the presence of the Lord.
我们再来看这个第九节。
Let us look at verse 9.
这里说，但我必用感谢的声音献祭给神。
I with shouts of grateful praise will sacrifice to you.
他在这里在祷告里面呢，虽然外围的环境压力还在。
So during this praise, even though he was under a lot of pressure,
但是他用感谢的这个祷告当作祭物献给神呢。
But his prayer was full of gratitude as a sacrifice to the Lord.
这个不简单呢。
This is not easy.
眼前的患难问题还在。
Because the disaster is still in front of him.
碰到了，真的没有人帮忙，没有人可以帮忙。
And no one can help him.
那种真正用生命来呼求神的那种。那种心智啊。
And this is a heart where you must truly cry out for your life.
这个时候渐渐明白了神的意思。
And at this time, he started to understand God's will.
渐渐体会了神的伟大。
And experience his power.
我们人的渺小。
And how small we are.
就会生出这个感谢的声音。
So then we will have these shouts of praise.
感谢主。
The gratitude to praise the Lord.
感谢主这样的安排。
Praise him for his arrangement.
感谢主。
Praise God.
你会有很多的感受哎。
You will have a lot of emotions.
然后愿意把它当作祭物献给天上的真神。
And you'll be willing to sacrifice them to our true God in heaven.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果这个时候你一直埋怨，
this time if you're still complaining,
一直计较，
and you're just arguing,
为什么是我这样？为什么？为什么？
Why is it me? Why? Why? Why?
神啊，你为什么这样啊？
God, why did you do this?
那个祷告起来就更辛苦了。
This kind of prayer is very difficult.
这个时候啊。顺服神各种的安排，患难当作饼，让我们去经历。
At this time, we must submit to God's submission and His will.
这真的是一个很难让人忘记的一个历练呢。
This is something that's very difficult to forget.
但是我们在这里看到他第四个动作。
But here we can see his fourth action.
用感谢的祷告来当作祭物献给神。
He used his prayer of gratitude to sacrifice to the Lord.
我们再来看那个第五个动作。
Let us look at his fifth action.
这里说，我所许的愿， 我必偿还。
What I have vowed, I will make good.
也就是说，既然做先知蒙神的差派。
Because as a prophet, he was called by God.
他想起自己的本分。
He thought of his status.
他想起曾经感动立志要为神想服侍什么。
And he thought of how he should serve God.
他要回到那种原来的那种心意啊，来面对天上的神啊。
And he wants to return to that original heart to face the Lord in heaven.
愿意在错误的地方做调整。
To be willing to change in his mistakes.
然后再回到神的面前。
And then return to God.
身心都归向神。
And have a deep heart to face him.
这个时候，我们看到他突然在祷告里面进入到一个高潮啊。
At this time, we can see that he enters the peak of
his prayer. 这个时候已经不在乎眼旁边的这个海水啦、波浪啦、深渊啦、深坑啦。
At this time, he no longer cares about the waters of the sea or the depths.
最后祷告到后来，就是他做了这样的一个见证。
Because at this time, he makes this kind of testimony.
救恩出于神啊！
He says salvation comes from the Lord.
哇，这种祷告一定是非常感动的。
So this kind of prayer must be very touching.
神的灵一定充满的。
And so God's spirit must have filled him.
一切都看神的安排了。
And everything is according to God's arrangement.
就算是怎么样的结局，感谢主。
Whatever kind of conclusion, thank the Lord.
我今天认识主，你是救恩的主。
Today I know the Lord of salvation.
你是体恤人的主。
And you are one who knows people.
你是赏赐恩惠，成为我们随时帮助的主。
And you give us blessings and help always.
到这个时候，你真的会提起这个在神里面的一种力量。
And at this time, you'll really experience God's power.
愿意为主做见证
to be willing to testify for him.
所以这个祷告真的非常的美啊。
And so this prayer was very beautiful.
我们可以想想看
And we can think about it.
到底我们所关注的事是什么
And what is it that we care about?
你曾经有把你的事带到神的面前吗
And have you ever brought anything before the Lord?
私人的事家庭的事
Your personal things, your family matters.
工作的事
Your work matters.
甚至教会的事
The matters of church.
我们曾经这样子用心在神的面前做一个深深的祷告吗
Have we come before the Lord to make this kind of deep prayer?
哎，我们可以想想看。
We can think about it.
当我们在祷告中能够具备这几个动作。
In our prayers, if we can prepare these type of actions.
我们就会感受到这样的一个活生生的经历神恩典的见证的这个体会体验。
Then we can experience and have a living testimony of God.
结果这样子，最后我们看那个第十节。
So at the very end, verse 10.
神就吩咐鱼，鱼就把约拿吐在岸上。
And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land.
所以这一次的祷告是一个非常成功的祷告。
So this was a very successful prayer.
是一个深深悔改的祷告。
It's a deeply repentant prayer.
并且是得到神的怜悯垂听的祷告。
It is a prayer that received the mercy of the Lord.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌。
Let us look at Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌，请看第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
第三章的四十节到四十一节。
Verses 40 and 41.
四十节，我们当深深考察自己的行为，再归向神。
Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord.
我们当诚心向天上的神举手祷告。
Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven.
所以我们在祷告里面呢、啊、
，So in our prayers,
我们要坦白的向神诉说我们内心的世界。
We need to be open and tell God what is in our hearts.
把我们的信仰啊，做一个很好的告白啊。
So that our faith can be confessed.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
一定会疼爱关怀我们这些子女啊。
He will certainly care about all his children.
他是我们的君王。
And he is our prince of
peace. 他一定会眷顾我们这些所有百姓。
And he will take care of all his people.
他是我们的朋友。
And he's our friend.
他一定会提醒我们。
He will remind us.
所以我们要常常考察自己的行为。
So we must often examine our ways.
然后你再归向神。
And then we can return to the Lord.
诚心向天上的神举手祷告。
And lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven.
为什么要这样做呢
？Why must we do this?
请看五十节。
Let us look at verse 50.
只等神垂顾， 从天上观看。
Until the Lord looks down from heaven and sees.
神在天上一直不断地在观看着我们呢。
God is in heaven looking at us always.
有一次在祷告的时候。
One time during a prayer.
因为安息日我们常常会教会有规定啊，最后的祷告聚会完到前面接受按手祝福。
Because on Sabbath, people typically come forward for the last prayer for laying of hands.
很多人都喜欢珍惜这个时间祷告跟神交通。
And many people take advantage of this opportunity to communicate
with God. 有一个还算不错的信徒。
And so there is a pretty good member.
他在信仰表现还有那这个在外面的行为都非常好。
And so his faith and his behaviors were all very good.
教会里面的众信徒也这样肯定的。
And everyone else in church thought the same.
他原本说啊，我还可以啊，大概不用到前面祷告了。
And this member thought, oh, I'm okay, I don't need to go to the front.
但是其他的信徒说，哎，走啊。
But all the other members said, let's go.
他又不好意思拒绝。
And so he was too embarrassed to say no.
所以他就到前面来了。
So he came forward.
就在祷告第一次被按手的时候。
So the first time he had his head laid on.
他圣灵充满。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他祷告的时候看见异象哎。
And in his prayer, he saw a vision.
原来神的天国很近哎，就在上方哎。
And in actuality, God's kingdom was very close. It was right in the corner.
哇，那个耶稣的眼睛好大。
And Jesus' eyes were so great.
他的眼睛一直转。
And it continued to turn.
他看到那个眼睛了，哇，他觉得是主耶稣的眼睛，可以从他的眼睛看到里面全部看清楚。
And he thought from Jesus' eyes, he could see everything clearly, all within him.
主耶稣的眼睛。碰上一眼啊，看得透透彻彻的。
And he could tell that his eyes were piercing him.
所以他心里想啊，哎呀，我在家里里面洗澡，哎，被看到了。
And in his heart, he felt like he had been looked upon in the shower.
我们都是他造的。
So who cares if Jesus can see us? He created us.
后来他在看的时候。
But then when he looked again,
圣灵又感动他。
The Holy Spirit moved him.
原来主耶稣一次看全世界的人，他一次都可以看完哎。
It was actually.
你不要担心他很累。
Jesus was watching the whole world all at once, and it wasn't tiring.
所有人在做什么，他一次就可以看完。
Because in one second, he could know what everyone is doing.
真的是太值得人敬畏了。
It is way too worthy of us to even respect.
太奇妙了。
It is too miraculous.
所以他后来都要把握住机会。
So we had to grasp onto this opportunity.
常常会到前面接受按手祷告。
He would often come forward to pray.
我们向神祷告。
When we pray to God.
不是因为某某人怎么样，我才。愿意被按手祷告，不是的。
It's not because of a certain person that we're willing.
那我们按手的人也是奉耶稣的名按手啊。
And those of us who lay hands, we also do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
如果神要同工，这一次祷告就不一样啊。
If God wants to work with us, this prayer is different.
如果没有特别的意思，当然也是这样平常啊。
If there's no special meaning, then it is like normal.
并不是说什么人来了就一定要找固定的什么人就一定这样，不是的。
It's not because someone is here and you should go find that one person.
我们祷告是那位天上的主。
Our prayers are to the God in heaven.
那我们参与圣工的人就是祈求神带领啊。
And the holy workers ask for God's
guidance. 如果神同工，我们有机会参与，感谢主。
And then if He works with us, we can participate.
我们是用这种心态啊。
This is our attitude.
所以我们祷告的心态一定要正。
So our prayer must be correct.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We always pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们仰望的是这位神。
And we look towards this God.
我们思念的也是这位神。
And we remember this God.
我们的祷告是要到他的前面的。
And our God must be in His presence.
进到他里面的。
It must enter Him.
我们用祷告感谢的心当作就献给他的。
And we must have a heart of gratitude to sacrifice to Him.
不是献给人的。
Not to people.
甚至我们。圣灵感动，立志要为他做什么，我们真的要这样做。
And if we are moved by the Holy Spirit to do something, we must do so immediately.
圣灵感动，我们要悔改，真的要改。
If the Holy Spirit tells us to repent, we must change.
不要再犯同样的坏毛病、坏习惯。
Don't commit the same sins and bad habits.
甚至执迷不悟，执迷不悟啊，固执做恶事。
And continue to be stubborn and do evil.
圣灵感动。我们就要立志做好哎。
If we have the movement of the Holy Spirit, we must do right.
不能消灭圣灵的感动哎。
We cannot extinguish its.
这样的祷告，神特别会听。
Because God will listen to these prayers.
神会进到我们里面。
And God will enter us.
随时帮助我们。
And He will always help us.
只要你一呼求，他认得你的声音。
As soon as you call, He will recognize.
愿意陪伴着你。
And He will be there.
愿意带领你。
And He will guide you.
到后来，你常常会体会救恩。拯救出于这位神啊
！Until you continually experience that this is salvation.
虽然你遇到患难
，even though you experience difficulty,
但是神都会看顾，让你被带离开这个患难，甚至度过这个患难。
But God is taking care of you to help remove you or get you through it.
因为他是全能的主
Because he is the all-powerful God.
我们个人需要这样的一个体会。
We need to have our own experiences of this.
我们的家庭也需要。
And our families need
it. 教会圣工的发展更需要。
And the holy work of the church needs it.
因为我们受洗之后，我们属于他的。
Because after baptism, we belong to him.
我们的家庭也属于他。
And our families belong to
him. 教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
都属于他。
It all belongs to him.
所以我们透过约拿书第二章。
So we go through Jonah chapter 2.
看到约拿的祷告。
To understand Jonah's prayer.
可以让我们在祷告上面有一番的省思。
And so that we have something to reflect on in our prayers.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们这一堂课就到这里结束。
And so we conclude this session here.
一起来默祷。
Let us pray.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢